Welcome to Help and Hope, a podcast of CCEF.
Thanks for joining us again this week on Help and Hope. My name's Andrew Ray, and I'm joined by Dr. Mike Emlett and Dr. Tim Lane. Thanks for coming in, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. This week we're going to talk about counseling those who have suffered a natural disaster. And the question goes like this: how can you help those who suffered from natural disasters, who are grieving the loss of literally everything at once?
Well, I certainly don't have a lot of experience in that realm, either as a first responder or as someone who's involved in the long-term care of those who have gone through a natural disaster. But I think one of the first things to keep in mind is this is going to be a long-term process. There are certain things that certainly have to happen immediately. Lots of practical ministry that has to happen in addition to then long-term processing of the event. But that starts up front as well. But it's a longer process.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think what Mike is getting at is really helpful. And I think one of the things that we would say is if someone has experienced something traumatic, like a natural disaster, one of the best things that we could do for them early on and long term is just identify with kind of the normality of the struggle to process it and work through that. You know, if you've ever been in a close call, whether it's in an automobile or in some kind of natural disaster context, you're going to be highly sensitized to the next automobile that's coming your way, or that clap of thunder that you hear. You know, is the storm approaching? So those are normal kind of responses, and we would want to do all we could to just make that person, you know, feel normal, to help them grapple with that rather than saying, well, why aren't you just kind of processing this and getting over it? It happened 6 weeks ago.
Right. You know? Or longer. That's right.
Yeah.
Would you call Jesus' response to the fishermen in the storm, asking them where their faith was, hard love, tough love? I mean, what you're posing is that sense of really understanding and, like you said, Tim, identifying with the normality of the struggle. Mm-hmm. Of course, that makes sense. How does Jesus do that in the midst of the storm that then he completely calms? I mean, I don't want to make a one-for-one comparison with the disciples in the boat and anyone who's gone through a natural disaster, but how does that inform what we're discussing?
I don't know. I mean, I think that one of the things to keep in mind is that Jesus was in relationship with his disciples, and he knew them, and they knew him. And so perhaps his comment there, in that sense, he has the. I mean, obviously, he has the relational capital to do it because he's God in the flesh, but also just humanly speaking, he's in relationship to the disciples. So he can speak a word that we might not speak to someone else unless we're truly in relationship with them. So I think I'd be careful. I think God is very nuanced in the way he approaches people who are fearful.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, and I think that you would factor that in. This might be the second half of my answer. As you're walking with someone and affirming, yes, it makes sense why you're fearful, you know, given what you've been through, then the other side of that, as you build that trust and relationship with the person, is, okay, how can we begin to work together to help you grow in faith and obedience? As you continue to process this, so you're calling someone to faith and obedience, but you're very much emphasizing it makes sense that you're experiencing this. You're not strange. You're not eccentric.
Yes,
you know,
that's right.
And in the midst of that, but how does God want to grow you in grace as you process this?
And what you're both saying is Christ doesn't reject the lowly and fearful.
He moves toward them.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you have to remember Jesus was in the boat too.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's always helpful to remember.
That's right.
That's right.
Andrew, I think your question raises an important issue in terms of how we use Scripture in counseling. And so as we talked about, this probably wouldn't be a place that I would go with someone right away. It could be easy to, I think, simplify how you approach fearful people, and one size does not fit all. So I think there are many other places in Scripture in terms of the power, the presence, the care of God that are so critical in someone's life who's experienced an overwhelming tragedy.
Mm, the faithfulness of God,
yes,
despite our unfaithfulness.
Yeah. Yes,
right.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. For more information about CCEF and its resources, visit us on the web at ccef.org.